Hey, Ian, was that an authentic, on November 26th, you sent me a TikTok of the Pope dropping a truth bomb. Was that an authentic translation?
It was.
Really?
He actually said it in front of everybody. He don't care. It's over. They're through. Why not?
He admitted he was Babylon, right, Bert? Did he admit he was Babylon?
Yes, the harlot. Yeah. I mean, that's after
September 30th. None of my money went to him, so he gave up. He says, fuck it, let's just tell him it doesn't matter. Everything's over.
Because, you know, I don't speak whatever he would. I mean, they didn't have really him speaking, but his body posture seemed like, man, this may be a little bit authentic. So it is authentic. Mm-hmm. So, Ian, who was the guy at the end? The guy at the end of this church?
There's no church no more. He's the director. He's the director. Now.
He's the director of the Catholic Church? That's
what's left of it. There's not much left of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the guy who looked like the Pope, Bert.
This guy was in this big hall, and I couldn't make out what language he was speaking, but the translation was talking about, I can't believe he just exposed us.
Mm, okay.
So, was he actually referring to the Pope, that guy?
Yep.
Wow.
He was.
Remember what Ian said, Bert? Anything you don't believe, well, forget about it. It's going to happen.
Yes.
And here's the rest story. Everybody has got themselves in such a thistle. Now, they don't even respond. Any other time, my God, people would have been killing themselves. They'd been laying prostrate in the street. And, oh, my God, and they'd have all them nuns be out getting lucky.
Okay, Ian. Hey, Ian, you sent me on November 17th, a TikTok said it looks like the apocalypse has begun in China. Was that a preview of what's taking place right now in China?
It is. Yeah, and Pakistan and Venezuela.
What about Brazil?
And Brazil. Yeah.
What's going on there, Bert, in China?
There was a TikTok on the 17th where they were cleaning out the, looked like the dormitories at the, Apple factory, and they just threw all of the clothing and things outside the windows, and it looked a mess. It was like nothing but trash from the...
You were asking if that happened.
No, I'm asking if that was a preview of what's taking place right now, because right now it appears that there are a lot of rioting going on with folks in China.
And now, wait a second now, home skillet. You don't do that in China. They'll kill your ass.
Right,
So many of them. When I do the math here, who's going to lay down and go to your house and shut the door and let them in an apartment building and somebody's going to watch the government weld the door shut? What the hell? How is that going to work? That's just a little bit too far out there. But then they don't have the poison vaccine over there. They got a no-good vaccine, so they have to keep them locked down so they don't get stuff messed up or this, that. And, of course, now you know the big problem now is Wuhan. One more time, here we are again in Wuhan. So we said, you and I talked about this first one, the Qin Dynasty is fallen, and this is the end of it.
Yes.
And everybody looks and says, you lost your goddamn mind and non-physical. That child is taking over the world. Now they're fixing to take Taiwan. They say, okay. Well, not so much. Now their economy is busted. Now their water supply is busted. Now their energy production is busted. Now their ecosystem, meaning the thing that they use for their economy to make their economy work, is busted. And now they can't be there. They're welding them in their house. And people get mad, and they're not mad as hell, and not going to take it no more. So prepare you the way for the next dynasty.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah.
So Bert, Ian said that you wouldn't be riding like the Chinese peasants are riding now if there was any army. And I guess they know it's over, so they can riot.
Yeah. The tanks are rolling into Wuhan tonight. Tonight, you'll see it in a day or so.
Will people riot around the tanks?
Yeah. They're trying to make it another a Tiananmen Square bullshit.
Yeah.
It's one little
thing. So it's
going to
be another.
One little thing. But it's going to be more than that, because this is going to be, they done. They do. They're done.
Everybody in the world is done, Bert.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So,
it's going to be the most delicious spam you have ever ate. It's going to be delicious.
Perfect segue there. And the Human Meat Project. Website? I went to their website. Was that created by the B2 aliens?
Or? It is.
Really?
They're just easing you into it and say, yeah, it's all right. Come on now. You're going to die anyway, motherfucker. Let's do it this way. It's so much better.
Mm. So, Ian, okay, just step back to the China. I mean, it's rare. I mean, China, they claim, I mean, I'm just based on words that I read. I mean, I don't know it as a fact other than, okay, so that's actual footage of what's taking place in China, because they have internet censorship, but somehow people are able to sneak out this footage. So it is real what's taking place in China.
Yes. What they have side servers. They can't even have apps, but they do. They just have secret ways of doing it.
Okay.
They ping it to the list of what's going on. They can turn it off.
Okay.
They don't even let you watch footage. They won't even let you watch footage
right.
of how everybody doesn't have a mask on and nobody's been going, nobody's locked down. There's no problem. Everybody's, out at the whorehouses and the titty clubs and the all those vulgar places that people do that are so unholy.
Lockdown, Bob.
Sorry,
no, Bob. I resemble that, Bob. I resemble Bob.
Yeah. And then so then what does Los Angeles do? They say, up, there's no more pandemic, but everybody's got to wear a mask again in case there is one. Here we go again.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, Ian, Hoover Dam.
Yes.
Is that drought that's affecting Lake Mead also?
Not a drought. It's not a drought.
It's not a drought.
They're pumping more water through to make electricity because Los Angeles is burning it up.
Oh, so it's not a drought. So, because my question was, is it connected to the Euphrates River drying up? But it's not.
Yes. No, it will. But Euphrates River is not about a dam. See, it's just drying up. What's happening here with the Hoover Dam, that's just stopping. That water flow is what keeps those angels bound. And when it goes below it and it stops, once it stops, it's going to stop all the water from going forward because they already just about can't produce electricity. Now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I picked that up. Okay, but that's interesting segue because during the last payday, you brought up just in passing about the angels in the Hoover Dam. So my question is, are the angels in the Hoover Dam connected to the Euphrates angels?
They're in a different way.
Okay. Is there a correlation between the angels that are bound under the Hoover Dam with the Euphrates angels?
You'll see.
Boy. That's okay. Yeah, I'll leave that alone. But, yeah, I see. To the blind man. Okay, Ian, 10-foot wall around the Federal Reserve.
Yep. Ain't no more Federal Reserve. Go to the website. Go to the website and look. There's no more Board of Governors. Now there's a board of directors. There is no more Federal Reserve. It's over.
Hey, Bert, what was the previous one that you didn't go into? What was that topic?
The connection between the angels that are bound under the Hoover Dam and the Euphrates River angels.
And I won't go into that.
Well, he said we'll see. He didn't go into details.
See how the Hawaiian earthquake volcano turns out.
Yeah. So I didn't think, okay, did they do that? Okay, did they just change that from the Federal Reserve as far as no longer... What did you say, that they're no longer directors, or they're directors now and no more? Damn.
Nobody's a director. They're all running their hologrammic theater. So everybody now is a director.
Director. Did they just do that, like, right before Thanksgiving? Or they done that?
Bob knows that. Bob knows the date. What was your magic date, Bob, when it all...
30th?
When the lights went out in Georgia.
September 24th. September 24th.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, today, well, no, it's not even worse than that. Oh, never mind. It's worse than that. Never mind. Pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
You know how bad it's gotten, Bert?
No, Bob.
The aliens are afraid of me.
Yeah, I remember hearing like a hint of that during
the last year. They're reluctant to meet me at the wall. They're not sure how it's going to go.
Wow.
I'm the first abductee who's in charge. The old fucking rods go up their asses, not mine.
The Hoover Dam at Lake Mead,
yes.
It's the lowest level since it was in April of 1937. That's when they were still filling the lake. It's lower now than it was then, in April of 1937.
This is kind of a crazy question, but are they making any plans to, like, to a contingency plan, for electricity?
They ain't no, there's not one. That's the whole point. And now everybody's got an electric car and they can't charge it. Pretty good.
Oh, boy. Okay, Ian, there was another TikTok. Is it a fact that 80 Canadian docs were vaccinated or did? That's a fact?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now they're talking about it. That's actually in the... Bob's going to get Ed, instead of making the Drudge report, Ed's going to have the Dread report, the thing people have to dread. We're going to put all of our little stuff in there where we've said this shit and nobody believed it. I mean, it's just what you got to dread this week, the Dread report, instead of the Drudge report.
Mm.
You know, there's going to be a headline in the New York Times in a couple of days. You know what the headline's going to be, Bert?
No.
World Ends.
World Ends. World Ends. News at 11.
Somebody's gonna say, "Who the hell are the New York Times? They didn't die. What are they? Parallel world communication."
Yeah, it looks that way when you just do a scan of all the headlines. It's like this is crazy.
It's beyond crazy. It's beyond crazy. You can't just do crazy. This is nonsensical. I mean, Abbott and Costello. This is the Three Stooges. It's the Three Stooges.
When you have 5 million people protesting in the streets of Brazil, they're protesting against one guy, and they demand another guy to take his place. There are 5 million people. They need this one guy.
Yeah.
Lodestar, L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R, is a basic human need, it seems. It's ridiculous. 5 million people are demanding someone that they can respond to. They won't respond to themselves. They just need to walk into the damn government office and just sit there. And they're actually doing that in some country.
Kill him. Or just go kill him. You know, then call it a day. Say,
just 5 million, walk in the door.
He had a heart attack. He had the vaccination. He had a bad day.
Vaccinated. But who are these 5 million people? Really shows you the human problem. They won't take responsibility for their own lives. They demand someone else do it.
Well, he's taking over the Because you've taken over their life. It's locked down, Bob Rule. Why do they need to do anything? You're
going let's look at it that way. They're all demanding Bob to show up. You finally got a job, Bob, so fucking show up. And I called in and said, it's too nice of a day for me to go into work.
I feel absolutely too good to come to work today.
So resume protesting. I'll show up one day. Someday I might show up.
Okay, Ian, last question there, buddy. TikTok says, where aware is Nancy? Okay, Ian, was that I don't believe everything I see in video, so always it's good to ask right past you. Was that an actual video of looks like Nasty being taken into custody? She's brought out from a garage into a car. That's actual video?
Yep. That was actual video. And then I've got a stand-in now who's actually looking a little better. Her teeth ain't falling out like the old Nancy was.
So this one that they put in the car, what happened? Ben? Who are we talking to? Bert.
She's not. Johnny. This is Johnny. We're talking to Johnny. No,
so you want to know if she was real?
No, I want to know if that was an actual video. I don't believe everything I see now when we said it.
Right. Well, you can. You now can believe everything you see because you can't tell the difference. So you must believe everything.
Okay, everything's flipped, everyone. Believe everything you see.
Then you know you're in trouble when Tucker Carlson gets up and says, well, you know, they said I was a terrible conspiracy theorist. Well, now I'm just a truth teller. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a truth teller.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
So Bert, so you want to know, was she being arrested? What was the content of the video? What was happening to her?
It looked like she was being taken into custody because they had, looked like some type of marshal was behind her that grabbed her arm.
Is that right, Ian? Would you agree with that,
That's
Ian?
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah. That'll get them reading my fucking notes. Pelosi arrested. I put in capital letters.
Yeah, it's getting. You notice these people all of a sudden, you don't see some people. You see them all the time. Now all of a sudden you don't see them no more. And then every once in a while they'll have a little cameo and they'll look real good. You're like, wait a minute. Well, I haven't seen him in forever. Like Tom Hanks. Where's he been?
Yeah, where's Jeffrey Epstein been?
Right. Exactly right.
I haven't seen him around. Or Hillary.
Or Hillary. No, she pops up. Now, they got a real good-looking one. Now, this one, she don't talk lame, but, boy, she's looking a lot better. See, they rubbed up some of them wrinkles and got her a good set of hair. Her teeth are pretty good. Yeah, they got a good one this time. Much better.
Imagine that, Bert. People,
okay,
the most famous
up,
person
Bert.
In the world is writing me, Bob, you're the most engaging personality ever heard. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I am real quick. I'm real quick. Okay, you just brought up Hillary. I saw a small clip of Jon Stewart interviewing Hillary and Condoleezza Rice. Was that an actual interview?
It was an old interview, but yeah.
It was an old interview.
Not new, it was old.
Oh, it's old. Okay. All right. I'm swimming in beta particles and muons and things that preparing for Saturday. So I'll be ready for you. But it's a lot. It's uncovering. Every time I comb through the notes, I see other things. So I'm trying to narrow down my questions. But it's pretty deep.
Well, just go with it. Fine. And
polymer rays.
You got it. Polymer rays. Mm-hmm. That's where it all, that's what we have to stop. We're going to get that cut off.
Yes.
And then we're going to go into the blood too. You're going to do the blood stuff too. How your red stuff is going
to
be changing. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The blood
gives
you strength.